You know, it really is quite amazing when you take a moment to think about it. There is a concerted effort to remove all references to God, and especially the name of Jesus, from any public setting. What's so amazing about this effort is that at the heart of the resistance to speaking about God is a group of people who don't even believe God exists. Now, some of them will say that it's not a question of their belief in God, but instead they don't like to hear anyone tell them that Jesus is God, come in the flesh, crucified for our sins, and raised from the dead. I have to tell you, there are people talking about all kinds of things on the radio every day that I don't like, but I'll defend their right to voice their opinions, ideas, and beliefs, even as I'm turning to a different channel. Which, by the way, is the same option that those who oppose the name of Jesus or God or the Bible can do. It's not that hard, folks. You just reach out with one hand and turn the knob. As for those who fight against the freedom to preach the name of Jesus because they don't believe in God, I remain most amazed at the fact that they spend their entire lives fighting something that they don't even believe exists.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Marketplace of America, Let's Trade Your Salvation, where hundreds of people have come dressed in ridiculous costumes, hoping for the chance to trade their salvation for unknown riches. And now, here's that old wheeler dealer himself, seeking whom he may devour, Monty Lucifer!
Hey! Thank you, Jay. Get thee behind me. Hi, everybody. Hey, hi everybody. Welcome to Let's Trade Your Salvation. Well, you all know how the game's played. So right off, I'm gonna need a contestant. And you, sir, you wanna come right out here? Let's hear it for him, come on. Just right out here. All right, what is your name, sir?
Buck Weezer.
Buck Weezer, you wanna take off the mask, Buck?
Oh, forgot I had it on. Little girl made this in bloopers.
Yeah, I can tell. Okay, where are you from, Buck?
Chula Vista, California.
Chula Vista, California. You're not nervous being on television for the first time, are you?
No, I just didn't think I'd get chosen, you know.
Yeah,
I can. Hi, Ralph. He dressed up like a turnip and they wouldn't take him.
Okay. Great. Okay, Buck, to start a little game going, what do you got there in the bag?
Oh, the bag. It's my salvation. My salvation bag.
Right, his bag of salvation. And to start our little game going, I'm going to offer him $100 for that little bag. What do you say, Buck?
No way!
Whoa! Okay, Buck. I'm going to up it $200 more. I'm going to go to $300 cash for that little bag of salvation. What do you say now?
Is that your final offer?
He's
so tricky! The bag. I'm going to keep the bag.
He's going to trade away the money and keep the bag. Okay, Buck. I'm going to go up to my final offer. $200 more. I'm going up to $500 cash for that little bag of salvation. What do you say now?
I'm sticking with the bag.
He's going to keep the bag and trade away all the money. Okay, Buck, you passed up a great deal there, but don't worry, there's bigger deals yet to come. Okay, I want you to look back there to the curtain that Carol Barrel's pointing to.
Is she the one in blue?
Yes, sirree, Buck, and what's behind that curtain can be yours for that little bag. What do you say?
It's not another crockpot, is it?
No, it's not another crockpot, but I'll tell you what, how would you like to see part of what's behind that curtain?
Could I?
Pull the curtain, Jay!
Wow!
A colored television, and here's Jay to tell you about it.
Right, Monty, that's a Spiegel 24-inch digit-controlled color television, stylishly decorated in hand-carved wood. And the picture, whoa, Nelly, clear as if you were there yourself. Yes, Spiegel 24-inch digit-controlled color television. When you say Spiegel, you mean quality. When you say television, you mean TV. Monty?
Thank you, Jay. And that's not all, Buck. You said you were married?
Yes, my wife's sitting back there on the trading floor.
Okay, then she'll love you forever when you give her what Carol Barrel's wearing, a beautiful mink coat.
Golly!
Right, Monty, a Spiegel mink coat. That coat's so real, you'll have to hang it in the cage. Be the envy of everyone. Get a Spiegel mink coat from Spiegel, Chicago 666, Illinois. Monty?
Thank you, Jay. You know, Buck, that TV you can watch forever, and your wife's gonna love that mink coat, all for that little bag. What do you say?
It's tempting.
I know it is, and I'll tell you what, Buck. Besides those, I'm going to include the $500 cash, the crock pot, and Carol Barrel.
The one in
blue! Yes, sirree, Buck. It can all be yours for that little bag of salvation. What do you say now, Buck? The gifts?
All right. I'm going to take the bag.
He's going to keep the bag and trade away all these gifts. Okay, Buck. Open it up, see what's inside.
Now?
Yeah, you trade for it.
Oh, boy. I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Holly Bibble?
Yeah, that's the instruction book.
Instructions for what? There's nothing else in this bag.
That's right. Just God's promise of salvation. You know, even that's no good unless you believe it. I'll tell you what, Buck. How would you like to win something today that you can put your hands on? Yeah, you can put it right in your Winnebago. Yes, Buck, the big deal of the day. And here's Jay to tell you about it.
Right, Monty, we start off with water skis, Spiegel asbestos water skis, and a new 16-foot Spiegel water cruiser. When you say Spiegel, you mean quality. When you say water cruiser, you mean boat. And you'll need that boat, Buck, when you arrive at your eternal vacation at the Lake of Fire. Yeah, Buck, you'll look like a million skimming across the coals amid the wailing and gnashing of teeth. Monty?
Thank you, Jay. Oh, boy, that's a great vacation. It can all be yours for that little bag. What do you say, Buck? Buck, what do you say?
Looking at this book, look what it says. It says, for what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul?
No, we're not talking about your soul. No, we're just talking about your salvation. Come on, Buck, the price is right.
Well, it says here, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
No. Gifts. These are gifts, Buck. Those are just lies.
Well, it says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. That means you're going to hell.
No, it doesn't, Buck. No, Buck, it doesn't mean anything like that. You know, they just wrote those things to confuse you. You know, they wrote those things to make you feel guilty.
It says here, these things are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. I'm not making this stuff up. It's right here in black and white.
Okay, Buck, look, you seem to have your heart set on it, but I'll tell you what, why don't you look into that tomorrow? You know, put it off. These gifts are right here waiting for you tonight.
Look, he says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Okay. Okay, Buck, you old wheeler dealer, you. I'll tell you what, we'll show we're good sports here. Go ahead, keep the bag, but anytime you want to come back and trade away, we'll have all these gifts waiting for you.
Anytime?
Sure, just come on down.
Hey, you know, it's kind of a coincidence you should say that.
Uh-huh.
My wife, she had me in church the other day, and they were saying Jesus Christ was coming back soon. Your show was going to be canceled.
Rapture, I mean rumor. Jay, the curtain.